Aircheckdownloads.com.
Just sounds even better on a Friday morning. Just screams heading towards the weekend as well. It's Michael Bublé on Heart Naughty's Breakfast with me, Johnny Mear. 5 to 7, and he's going to be very glad to hear this. Means payday's on the way for him. I, however, am not too sure about this news. Considering we're barely 2 days into September, can you please tell me why Asda are selling mince pies in September? That should be illegal, right? The worst thing is their sell-by date is next month. Forget Christmas, that's before Halloween. Outrageous. So listen, it's all about the summer vibes still this morning here. Let's hold on to that. Aaliyah plays before 7, a big weekend tune from The Feelings on the way as well. Would you look at that? We've only gone and made it. Friday morning, rise and shine. I'm Johnny Mear. Welcome to Heart Naughty's Breakfast, the newest station on the radio with the very best soundtrack, and I've got the tunes to prove it. Daniel Bedingfield's on the way for you shortly. But first, I saw these guys just the other day, and they had me smiling from ear to ear. So, had to get them on for you as you start your Friday. It's The Feeling. I really wanted Friday to start off in the best way this morning, so had to get this on the show today. It's Ja Roy and Ashanti on Heart Naughty's Breakfast with me, Johnny Mear, 7:15. And judging by what I'm reading this morning, not being on time has been listed in the most common causes for arguments amongst couples, according to relationship experts. I feel attacked. I won't lie, may come up once or twice in my house. See what you think of these as well. The top three most common household arguments amongst couples are not putting the dishes away, leaving the toilet seat up, absolute animal, and top of the list, leaving lights on around the home. Tell you what, the way energy prices are going, there's not going to be any arguing about that one anymore. Choosing what to listen to is also on that list. But listen, now that Heart Naughty's is here, brand new to the world, that's not a problem anymore either. So come on, save a relationship and tell all your friends and family about us. In return, I'll line up some iconic Lily Allen for you and this, perfect to start the day with. It's Take That, Greatest Day. Today this could be. I remember when this first came out. Listen to it over and over again, and it's still sounding so good this morning as well. It's Lily Allen on Heart Naughty's Breakfast with me, Johnny Mear. 7:22. She's been soaking up the sun in Tuscany lately. I could do with that, can you? I mean, to be fair, Amy's texting 82122, starting a message with 00S to say she's listening on Global Player right now by the pool in Turkey. Talk about rubbing it in, Amy. It's barely light yet over here. Thanks for choosing us, though. And morning to Ricky in Maidstone at work early today so that he can leave early for his birthday weekend. Happy birthday. Have a good one, mate. I'll start the celebrations off nice and early in that case, then. Brittany's on the way in just a few minutes. She's here after a check the roads where you are next.
The train now arriving on platform one.
Some songs just sound so much better in the morning. This is definitely one of them. 28 minutes to 8. It's the Goo Goo Dolls on Heart Naughty's Breakfast. Got Will Young's Pop Idol winning song lined up for you next. And remind me to tell you what Beyonce's turned her hand to lately. It involves Serena Williams. Before then, though, let's line up her and her pals. Harmony Central this. It's Destiny's Child on Heart Naughty's. It's over and done. Just a pure example of a brilliant Naughty's ballad. Will Young on Heart Naughty's Breakfast with me, Johnny Mear. 7:40. I know Jess in Camberley has been loving that. Just getting ready for work this morning. Final day of the week. Destiny's Child bringing some R&B to your Friday morning just beforehand as well. Did you see, by the way, that Beyonce's recently voiced an advert? It was celebrating Serena Williams and everything she's done for tennis. I mean, if you're going to choose someone to narrate your life, you could do worse than Beyonce, right? I mean, personally, I'd probably go for Attenborough, just for the cinematic factor, but Beyonce's not a bad shout either. Got a huge link up on the way for you next from Justin Timberlake and Ciara, but first, from her 10th studio album, turn this right up, it's Kylie on Heart Naughty's. Read my lips, I'm into you. Newcheckdownloads.com.